You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi everyone, welcome to another video from moneyhalakha.com. Again, this video and all the previous videos, today we're going to be discussing a question of what happens when you go to get your coat or your jacket or similar item and you notice that your coat is missing, your jacket's missing, and you see there's like a similar coat there, or let's say there's no coat there at all, but you have reason to believe that there's someone took your coat and walked off with it by accident. Question is it's cold outside or whatever reason it is, you need a coat. Are you allowed to use that coat that is left over there by mistake? Are you allowed to use that coat until you can find the other owner, or are you not allowed to use that item? So today we're using a sefer called Halachas of Other People's Money by Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas Bodner. He brings that this question was addressed by Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, and Rav Moshe brings and he says that it's a given understood nowadays that in such a case, you would be able to do it. He says that if someone found his coat or his hat or his rubbers or some similar item was mistakenly switched and it's permitted to use the other person's item until he can get hold of that person and switch back with him. Now, even though it says in Shulchan Aruch that when you have a switched item, you're not allowed to use the other person's item, that's a halacha. However, in a case where it's a switched item, he says that it's understood, it became a customary for people not to mind when the other person would use yours and you'd use theirs until you can get your items back to each other. And therefore, he brings out the halacha, it would be allowed. However, if it turns out that the other person didn't even take your item, like you assumed that that person took yours, so you took his coat that was left there, let's say you find out that that person never even took your coat, you just took his coat and your coat was stolen or you misplaced it, so it comes out that you weren't using it because there was an agreement that he would use yours and you'd use his, you just took his item without permission. And therefore, he says over here, in such a case, you would have to ask the other person if they would want to be compensated or paid for the use of their item. Again, you're allowed to do it in the first place if you didn't know, but if it comes out that there wasn't a switching happening, it's just that you took their item, it has nothing to do with the other person that your item was misplaced or maybe stolen, and therefore you'd have to actually ask if he wants to be paid for that. Also, and something we spoke about in earlier videos, he brings it over here, Rav Bodner in the Sefer, he brings that this is only under condition that the other item is something that it's understood. You could think that the other person would let you use their coat or jacket that was left there. But if you have reason to believe that the other person would not want you to use their jacket at all, let's say it's a very expensive coat, or whatever reason it is, and you have a suspect that the other person would be makbid, then you would not be allowed to use the other person's item. Rav Moshe brings over here also is that it's a good practice that in a cases like, let's say, buildings or institutions or zakot room and a lot of people and stuff, lots of traffic where coats are commonly going to be put in and switched. So he says the best things to do is make a switched coat policy where it says that anyone who leaves their coat in that room, that's under the condition that they give full permission if someone would take or switch, they give full permission to the other person to use their item until they can get the items back to their person. He says that that policy should be posted on a bulletin board or in a coat room for everybody to see. Thank you very much and have a great day.